This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian representatives on Monday asked judges at the UN's highest court to declare Israel's occupation of their territory illegal, saying their advisory opinion could contribute to a two-state solution and lasting peace. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki demanded an end to Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories at the top UN court in The Hague on Monday, as the International Court of Justice opened hearings on the occupation's legal status. The case follows a 2022 request from the UN General Assembly for an advisory or non-binding opinion.
Displacement, subjugation, or death. These are the choices: ethnic cleansing, apartheid, or genocide.
Israel denies those allegations. More than 50 states will present arguments before the ICJ over a week, including the United States, Israel's strongest supporter, China, Russia, South Africa, and Egypt. Israel will not, although it has sent written observations.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Israel has ignored such legal opinions in the past, but this one could increase political pressure over its war in Gaza against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, said on Monday after a meeting of the bloc's foreign ministers, 26 of the EU's 27 countries agreed to a statement warning against any attack on Rafah in southern Gaza.
To require an immediate humanitarian pause that would lead to a sustainable ceasefire, to the unconditional release of hostages, and to the provision of humanitarian assistance.
Hungary blocked a similar statement a few days ago.